You see, all these are the new HDB flats. In fact, you ask me, Singaporeans are very well taken care of. Once you get married, once you go in, HDB give you the option of selecting a BTO flat at heavily subsidized cost. And all these flats upon MOP, all very hot. The most hot is 2-room flat. Because 2-room flat on onset, HDB sell you very, very cheap. And today you ask me, a 2-room flat in typical Punggol town, or 2-room flat are those 1-room, 1-hall one, 99 years. They are easily selling for 350,000 and above. You call it crazy. Yeah, I also think so. By the way, most of them bought from government, I think only 100 over 1,000. So you can see, more than double a HDB built. Very good, very well planned town. If you ask me, they are so much better than private condos. Or because after all, this is public housing. You can see the space they offer. You got this kind of pavilion, you see. Anytime you can come here, don't need to pay for booking. You know, don't need to go and meddle with the MCST, go through app, don't need lah. People want free and easy, you see. And yet it's so windy here. Oh, look at the HDB flats here. Fitness corner, playground, everything. Basement car park, you see, so good. Right in front is the sea, street of Johor, so good. That's why I say HDB has done a fantastic job in building public flats for Singaporeans. This also bring me back to one pressing issue. Are Singaporeans too risk averse? Because since HDB are building, all these HDB flats, they ask me, are almost risk free. There's basically no risk, zero risk if you ask me. So for such owners that buy such flats, they are very contented. So does it also means that as Singaporean ourselves, they are also very risk averse, don't dare to take on any more risk. A good example is, yesterday I was at NUS, UTown. You know, I was doing some reading there, and I can see foreign students, especially the Chinese, they are diligently discussing about work, about job prospect in Singapore, talking about entrepreneurship, talking about business. So it was very, I would say, it was very eye-opening and very encouraging to see the young and dynamic energy the foreign students have. Not to say the Singapore students are no good, but are we living in a too comfortable environment whereby, you know, we are too risk-averse and we are not afraid, or sorry to put it this way, we are too afraid to take on risk, especially with housing installment, mortgage payment. For those that buy HDB flats, I think it is still very manageable, especially if you buy BTO flats. But if you are buying a private condominium today, they are easily cost you 1.2 to 1.4. 3-bedder today easily 2 million. So unless you have very strong income or blessing from your parents, otherwise to buy such property means that technically you could be the slave of your property for a very, very long time. And you are talking about family planning, you know, getting married, I think most likely you will shelve them off because of the heavy financial burden. And don't talk about doing business or taking on any risk. You are almost risk averse. So this is a sad reality of Singapore. Hopefully this video will not get me flamed, but this is just my humble thoughts of the future for Singapore. Hopefully we can still see SG100, because I love my country like many of you do. So majulah Singapore, berjaya Singapura.